Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/ Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis, podcast number 33, is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. In podcast episode number 5, I talked about the importance of avoiding the 3 E's, emotion, ego, and entitlement. As it pertains to entitlement, I described a fairly common scenario virtually all tennis players have encountered at some point in their tennis playing lives. Of course, I'm talking about when aggressive returns are hit directly at opponents who are playing at the net. This can sometimes result in getting those daggered stares or glares from the folks at the net who are not pleased being on the receiving end of an aggressive return. Now, let me be clear. As I said in podcast 5, I'm not talking about trying to hit the ball at the net person with intent to inflict physical harm. That is not something I condone. What I do believe is perfectly reasonable and acceptable is the tactic of trying to handcuff your opponent by hitting at the forehand side of their hip. Now, here are 4 fairly common scenarios. Scenario 1, you're playing doubles and you are receiving serve. Your opponents have attackable serves, which is fairly common at the low to high intermediate levels. Your opponents are aware of this, but one of them insists on playing at the net when the more prudent tactic would be for that player to take a few steps back away from the net when his or her partner is serving. Because what do you think happens next? Yeah, precisely. The attackable serve is hit aggressively, handcuffing the opponent who's playing net, and a little bit of bad blood begins to build, even though you did absolutely nothing wrong. Scenario 2. You are playing at net. Your partner sends up a short lob. Your opponent hits an overhead smash that nails you squarely on your leg or your back. Should you be upset? Well, I don't believe so. But if you want to attribute any kind of blame, consider your own team first. Not in any particular order, but there's you for not recognizing the lob was short, or perhaps your partner for failing to communicate to you that his or her lob was going to be short, and thus an overhead smash from your opponent was forthcoming. Scenario 3. Your opponent is not a great mover, whether naturally or due to an injury. Being aware of this, you hit a lot of drop shots and lobs to make your opponent move around the court even more. Now, I remember watching an Andy Murray match a couple of years ago. Murray's opponent, I forget who he was playing, but he had called for a trainer and was treated for a leg injury. His opponent's mobility was clearly hampered. Now, Murray started using the drop shot and making his opponent run on his injured leg. I mean, the fans actually started to boo Andy Murray because of his use of the drop shot. I mean, seriously, how ridiculous? What is Murray supposed to do? Hit the ball softly back to his opponent's ideal hitting zone because he was injured? Come on. Scenario 4. You are playing a match versus opponents who are much older or much younger, physically not as strong as you, or whose skill levels are easily a notch or two below yours. Now, this particular scenario can be a bit tricky. So I'll use myself as an example. Being part of the so-called middle-aged generation now, at times I find myself playing friendly matches against players who are 20 to 30 years older than me, whose physical abilities and skill levels are, dare I say, fairly easy for me to handle. The tricky part is many of these players like to play at the net, yet they can be easily overpowered and pulled out of position, consequently making them rather vulnerable. Let me say, they certainly give it their all, and if presented with the opportunity to hit aggressively at you, they are not bashful about taking it. Now, in these situations where it's a friendly match and there's a wide disparity of physical abilities and skill level, I choose to make a conscious effort to try to play and control the points with everything but raw power and pace. Even if the circumstance in a rally made it appropriate for me to hit aggressively at the hip of the opponent at net, I will still challenge myself to try to win the point with an alternative tactic. You know, in this particular type of situation, I believe you've got to use, a little bit of common sense. But even if I played aggressively at the opponents, it should still be okay. As I've mentioned previously, if you, or anyone for that matter, is going to play at net, then you had better be ready and capable of defending that court position. No one is entitled to occupy that court position. You should not expect opponents to hit the ball away from you simply because you're standing there, especially if circumstances are ideal for them to hit an aggressive return directly at you. So either be prepared to defend that court position or back off from playing the net and move back to the baseline. And if you have a problem with doing that, then you should simply not play the match, plain and simple. At the end of the day, if all parties agree to play a match, whether casual, league, or tournament, then each participant knowingly accepts and is responsible for any circumstances that may come about during the typical course of a match. Most everyone competes hard and wants to win. There is nothing wrong with that. As long as you employ strategies and tactics that are within the rules of the game, you should go about playing your game with clear conscience. Compete hard. No apologies necessary. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.